This is for all those who say you're boring. They say you're boring when you don't drink. They say you're boring when you don't party. They say you're boring when you don't settle for a common life. They say you're boring when your goals are more important than party. They say you're boring when your long-term quality of life is more important than short-term pleasure. They say you're boring when your future is more important than temporary fun. They say you're boring when you know the consequences outweigh the benefits. Discipline is not boring. Health is not boring. Designing a life of your choosing is not boring. You know what is boring? Boring is being like everyone else. Boring is wearing masks to fit in with others. Boring is turning into someone you are not, so you don't have to face who you are. Boring is having to drink because you haven't accepted the person you are. Having to drink because you don't think the sober you is good enough. That's not only boring, it's sad. If you think I'm boring for not wanting to be a part of that, I'm happy to be boring. But I'd encourage you to look in the mirror and ask yourself a few questions. Ask yourself if you deserve more than this. If you are capable of more. If you can be happier long-term without the short-term poison. If you are comfortable with who you are on track to become. Ask yourself if the people you are attracting through your drinking are the right people you want in your life. Are they making your life better or making it worse long-term? I'd encourage you to dig a little deeper. You've only got one shot at this. A very brief moment here to become the greatest version of yourself and leave a lasting impression on those close to you. Maybe it's time to get a little more interesting by first becoming one of the boring ones.
Draw the line, ladies and gentlemen. There are certain things that we just go through life just taking, and at some point, you just got to draw the line and just say, enough is enough. You got to do that with yourself. Just draw the line. You know, how I manage my food choices, I get on scale every day. If I get to a certain level, that's a crisis level. I just get down, start doing setups right there. Look here. Hey, right away. If my income dropped to a certain level, I go crazy. I start working like, you see this callus on my ear? You see that callus right there? That's how that callus got there. You know, my income dropped. And I made 200 calls a day as punishment. Don't you ever let this happen again. Because I'll never, never, never be broke again. So you got to draw the line. You just got to draw. There's certain things that you just don't permit. If you got negative people in your life, just one. So look here. I was talking to someone I love very much, had a just dynamic relationship with. So look here. I can't grow from that. If you're persistent in saying those kind of things to me, I'm saying to you right now, I won't tolerate that. And I will terminate this because I'm not going to expose myself to this type of humiliation. I don't like that. I don't like getting called in names and putting each other down. I don't like that. Come back, tell me I'm sorry. No, that won't get it. So you put a nail in a hole, you make that impression, you pull the nail out, that mark is still there. That's not for God. We can't extract that from the record. So don't say that to me. So we were talking about something else. Person said it again. Boom. You're a loser. Very good. And you are too, because you just lost a very good friend. I don't choose to be around you anymore. And that was it. I say, that's cold. Maybe it is. But I get people out of my life that aren't good for me. One negative stroke is 16 times more powerful than a positive stroke. And if you have people around you who are not sensitive to who you are, and the people that can hurt you the most, ladies and gentlemen, are the people that you love. They're the ones that you're vulnerable to. They're the ones that can get to you. And if they're insensitive, I don't care who they are. See, if you don't draw the line with people, if you just let them run rampant in your life, and you let things happen to you that you don't feel good about, if you continue to allow it to happen, you won't feel good about yourself. Your image of yourself will erode. So you've got to draw the line. In the conditions that you find yourself in, here's a jarring question. Why are known hells preferable to strange heavens? Why would people live in a known hell? Why do people just go to a job where they're miserable day in and day out? Why do people stay together and they're miserable, sleeping in separate rooms, or arguing, or the only thing they have in common is paying the bills? Don't talk, don't communicate, don't share anything together. Day in and day out, as short and unpredictable that life is, being mean to each other. Why do people do that? Known hells are preferable to strange heavens because it's familiar. See, life is rough, ladies and gentlemen. It's rough and it's scary. It's scary growing. It's scary taking a chance. It's scary acting on your intuition, on your guts. It's scary. It's frightening. There are people that are tolerating things right now, and they're immobilized by fear. They can see the hammer coming, and they're afraid to even move because it's scary. Theodore White said something. To go against the dominant thinking of your family, friends, and those people you associate with every day is perhaps the most difficult act of courage you will ever perform. See, when you start growing, when you start changing the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you respond to things, the way you use your time, when you start saying, no, I can't do that. Why? You're too busy. You don't have the time. No, I have my own agenda. I've got something that I'm doing. Not lying to try and get out of it. Just said, no, I'm busy doing something that I want to do. Or I don't want to do that. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not mad. Not upset about it. I just don't want to do it. Why? Well, I don't have to give you any reasons why. I don't want to do it. But listen, thank you so much for asking me. Take it easy here. Hey, I thought you were all right. Is that right? Oh, boy. Ask me, do I care about that? See, if people can put you on a guilt trip, they will. And use you and abuse you over and over and over again. You got to draw the line. You have to draw the line on them. Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. That's all it is. That's not who you are. That's just a perverted use of your power that you aren't satisfied with. And you've got the power to change that. Wherever you are, how, I don't know. But I know you've got the power to do that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. See, the only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? That's all that matters. That's all that matters. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up. John Powell, in a book called Why I'm Afraid to Tell You Who I Am, and he went to get a newspaper. Guy was very discourteous to him. He was very courteous to the guy. The guy who was with him said, why would you be as courteous to this guy as you were, considering how rude he was to you? He said, I'm not going to allow that man to determine how I'm going to act. That thing that's going to happen to you in life, ladies and gentlemen, make it okay. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. I cannot change the fact that when I asked my son to go, that I will no longer take care of him, that he became angry and perhaps hate my guts. to change the things that I can. I can change how I respond to it. I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. He who cares less wins. You gotta make it okay. Become comfortable with it. What's the next thing? Learn something new and tackle it in a spirit of adventure and love. Somebody said that we are not stricken by the things we do, but we're stricken by the things that we don't do. The songs that have not been sung, the poems that we have not written, the work that we have not done, the ideas that we have not developed, the dreams that we have not acted on. That's what can stricken you. That's what can block your power. That's what can rob you of your peace, of your satisfaction, of your self-respect, of this special joy that you can get out of life, of special achievements. See, one of the things that contributes to high self-acceptance or self-approval is self-achievement. When you achieve something, when you've done something, and you can stand back and look at it and say, I did this. What if it doesn't work out? You can stand back and look at it and say, I tried it. I went up in there. I went with it. Didn't work out. No. But I value the experience. I love just the experience of doing it. I love that. So that's why I said, wait a minute. I've been fantasizing about singing. So I'm going to do this. Who says that when I first stand up, I got to sound like Pavarotti? What's the guy's name? I don't have to sound like him. I sound like Les. That's right, Mamie Brown's boy. See, you've got to look at you and look at your life and find something that you can tackle and do it with love. Only that which you love. Only that which you love. Let me tell you something. When you do that, you're doing it in a spirit of love. Just love it. Can you tell I love this? I love it. See, I know that there's greatness in you. I know that there's something in you. Everybody has something. I don't know what it is, but you know it's something. You know it's something in you that you want to do. Everybody's got some ideas. I say to you that as you focus on something, as you go into action, as you hold that thought in consciousness persistently, you begin to develop the consciousness to manifest and create all kinds of things. You will begin to realize powers and abilities you have. You will realize you have miracle working power in you, that when you move, that when you walk, folk will see you when you come in the room and say, there, I don't know what it is, but there's something different about you. There's something about the way you look. It's a glow about, what is it? What are you doing now? I'm just being who I am. I'm just living out my greatness. I'm approving myself and giving myself permission to pursue my dream. Ladies and gentlemen, pursue your dream. Pursue your greatness. It's there. I know it's there. I'm waiting on you to come on out here and join me. This is Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Leslie Calvin Brown, saying it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. Thank y'all here.